You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. You're tuned in to my show. I'm your host, Varian. And if you're unfamiliar with these hours on radio, it's a show where I'm going to be doing a little bit of variety, playing some music that I found in the CJSF archive, as well as sort of like chatting and doing a little bit of a talk radio segment and letting you guys know what's going on with me. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. What's going on with you guys? It is like a week out before Christmas. I'm just finished up school finally, which is like a huge win. I feel happy to be like off school. I wrote my last exam and it was nice to go to SFU one more time before Christmas. Like no one was there, and me and some friends after the exam, like after we wrote it, went to Beer Craft and got a Guinness and like hung out, and so that was a nice sort of like it felt nice to go with like our little crew and just like, you know, that for him at least that was like the end of his school at SFU, but it was like nice to like send off the Christmas break with like a little bit of a hangout, and so it's happy about that. And I mean, on to next week though, like it seems like I'm like the guy covering for everybody else going on vacation. So seems like it's going to be like a bit of a working Christmas for me. Like I'll have Christmas day off, but going to be on like serving 6 days a week covering both restaurants. So that'll be fun. But I mean, it's like my dear girlfriend is leaving me to go on her grad trip, to Europe. She's, leaving me just shortly after Christmas. So it's kind of like a thing of like, well, you know, might as well work, you know? So that's kind of what's in store for me, and kind of looking forward to like doing some more holiday stuff. I mean, it was a nice good start. Like me and my partner like got in early on a Christmas tree. And so the last like 2 weeks, it's been pretty nice to like have it in our living room, and it kind of feels festive because definitely like me and my more, let's say bachelor inclined roommates, have not been very like festive in the past years in this apartment, so it's super nice to have a little bit of something, you know, bring a little bit of life to the living room. But I digress. On to some music for this week. What are we feeling this week? Let's see. I got some goodies here. It's going to be a bit of a. It's going to be quite a few hip-hop songs this week. I found quite a few good Canadian hip-hop artists, and some of which that I'm already familiar with albums they've released in the past. But first, we're going to play this Sky Wallace song. Here is Before the Afterlife on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you.
stumbled, tripped and fell and fallen. Glad I heard it calling there and then and how I did. Stumbled, tripped and fell and fallen. Glad I heard it calling there and then and how it did. April Fools came late this year. Oh,
The copycat songs of northern mockingbirds. But they're not the only mimic birds in town. Brown thrashers also learn songs from nearby birds and add them to their repertoire. The species has been documented singing over 1,100 different songs, a mix of imitations and invented little melodies. While mockingbirds usually repeat a song or phrase three or more times before moving on, brown thrashers tend to repeat a phrase only twice. Brown thrashers are striking birds, with bright yellow eyes, cinnamon-brown back and wings, and a white breast with dark streaks. They swing their large beaks through leaves on the ground to uncover seeds and insects. The species nests in hedges and shrub thickets. Its population has declined by about 41% since 1966, as its nesting habitats have dwindled. Brown thrashers live year-round in the southeastern U.S. and breed in the Northeast, Midwest, and Great Plains. Getting to know your local thrasher can be rewarding. You never know when they might have a new song to perform. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
And welcome back. The last track before the PSA there was by an artist named Wallace off their album The Jester that was Flash in the Pan here on CJSF 90.1 FM. It's part of the show where it's do a bit of the talking, and I want to share like a little bit of the flavors of my personality, maybe, or at least my interests. But I've been like since like last, since hopping on a little bit of the Canucks bandwagon last year, I've been like really into hockey. Obviously, it's like a little contingent on them like doing well, but I've been completely obsessed, like reading all the stat blocks and just like watching. I think I've watched like nearly every Canucks game this year, which has conveniently been like a lot easier than I would have expected. Like, my work's got TVs now, which is like not something I usually tend to work in bars that don't have, like, that aren't like sports bars, but it's not like we're a sports bar either, but we've got some TVs behind just above the bar, so it's kind of like I turn around, I see the score, I watch a couple plays, you know. But I've been completely obsessed, and like, you know, I don't want to get too much into the like, I feel like I'm underqualified to talk about hockey on air. Like, I feel like I don't really know everything there is to know about, like, you know, how to structure a team and stuff. But, like, you know, it is very fascinating to me that, like, I've been kind of someone most of my life who's kind of been, like, not much of a sports guy. Definitely, like, not, Like I've been more of like into playing video games and, like never been like an athletic type. I think like those, with a little more athleticism tend to also be into, watching the sport. But, like my dad and my mom are not really that into sports, so like it was never something in the household, but it's crazy that like knowing a little bit and having like a little bit of opinion on like how the Canucks are doing at the time is like such like an opportunity for you to like just kind of kick it with like so many different people. Like for example, like we were visiting my partner's like uncle's house, and it was kind of like my opportunity to like kick it with the guys in the family, like, oh, I've got an opinion on so and so, they shouldn't have done this or whatever. And it's just like almost like it demands like a little bit more respect, and like, it's just like something to talk about. Like similarly, like at the bar, like especially since where I work now, it's like near the C bus. I get like, whenever there's a home game, I get like a lot of like Canucks fans, and it's like such a like, I feel like it's such an invaluable like segue to kind of like know what's going on in the city, and two, kind of like being able to talk to customers at a different level, which is like I think something like I've struggled with. Like I think that like in previous, I feel like when I was kind of holding down the bar, like when I started, I was pretty young, and like, and I say pretty young, maybe I was like 22 or something, and like I think that like sometimes like the interests I have are like can be like a little bit niche. Like I don't know, I can't tell you. Like I've met a ton of people who have been necessarily enthusiastic about hearing about, my radio show or like, my skateboarding, but truly like talking about hockey has been just such like a, like totally opened the door to talking to men about, like more than just like serving them. So I've been super, super obsessed with that. Like that's just been like my entire like social media feed is just like based around the Canucks, and it's super funny like having an opinion and, screaming at the TV a little bit. Like the Canucks are like by no means like a bad team this year. But it's so funny, like I feel like we keep losing to like teams we should be beating, like people teams that are like, not slated to make the playoffs, and we keep beating like the best teams like in the league, like contender teams, which is super, super funny to me. Like it seems like the boys just like lock in when it's time, but underestimate the talent when it comes to like lottery teams. And so that's how it kind of felt like watching last night's Utah game. Utah is a new franchise in the NHL. It's like their inaugural season. I think if I'm not mistaken, they have taken over like the franchise for the Arizona Coyotes, who were a team for like maybe about a decade or something like that, but if not longer, I don't know the specifics. But seemed like a team that we were supposed to beat, but in classic Canucks fashion, we lost it in overtime. I was closing up the bar watching overtime, and getting a little spicy at the bar. So yeah, it's like such a good interest, and luckily there might be a redemption today. There's a game, and we're playing a contender team, so like maybe, maybe the boys put it together today. But I'm looking forward to watching that game, and honestly it's just like something to look forward to, like watch it on TV. Like honestly, I can't really tell you the last time I've like sat and like watched anything live. I think just with the advent of streaming and ever since, like it's just been like, I just watch YouTube and just watch like, the only live thing I'd watch is like video game content of some sort, but now it's like such an opportunity too for like, me and my friends to go and hang out at my house, and like, oh, you know what? Let's go out and let's watch the hockey game. Let's go to the local bar and just watch the other people. Like, similarly, like just having conversations with other bar patrons now, like as a customer, it's just like such. I feel like it's almost hilarious how much easier it's been to talk to like other like older men about things when I've got like a segue of like hockey. So yeah, excited about tonight's Vegas game. Go Canucks go. I hope we win, and I hope I hope our top six line wakes up a little bit today, but we will see. Honest, more music today. Here's an artist that I actually remember looking through some of their CDs when I started working at CJSF. This artist's name is Mocha Only. They kind of do like a little more of like a lo-fi sort of boom bap hip hop style, like I would say, like maybe akin to like a Quasimodo, maybe. But anyways, here it is, Mid Evening Vit, Mocha Only, here on CSF 90.1 FM.
Having fun, yeah, that's right. It's that kind of party. Anything goes, extra fun. Woo!
Hank, this wasn't on my invitation. Did you make Bill a special invitation?
You know, if I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax.
A mid-evening vet, a couple what's upper, a customer banana with the mug of mud pasta, jazz accompaniment to lead into greatness, new sweater comfort, season with Jamaican, shout the string being electric, we pushing all the paces, we need the short foot and pull the braces, walking over moss, talking over hop, the bop and the boss, and overstop and go a block or two, for another one, leaves get sparse until it's all bare, but we receive the stars on a clear night, people think I'm weird like I doesn't know, good shit Sherlock, I'm geared for the butters though, all up in your ears with the greasiness, BC coaster, fixed coffee roasters, six coffee holsters, up in the lab while I'm working on the lab to give you something to gab about, you know I'm on a route, a mid-evening bit, help me turn the shit out, that's what it's about, you know I'm on a route, a mid-evening bit, help me turn the shit out, yo, come on, help me turn it out, huh, come on, help me turn it out.
Just get that man his coffee. I'm just saying, like, I started drinking a little coffee every now and then too, bro.
And to share the inspiration, Kubi Koo to NY to Sean again the lake in. Beyond for the bond that we want to give and take in. Absorb and admire, let me cook you up some bacon. I can take a break when I need to and see to. Errands and the chores, bring it back a thing of cream too. Cause I was out of it, never out of it though. This flow pleasing as a get though. You know I'm on a route, a mid-evening bit, help me turn the shit out. That's what it's about. You know I'm on a route. A mid-evening bit. Help me turn this shit out. Yeah. Come on, help me turn it out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, help me turn it out. Love.
Into climate-controlled North Bay Mall. The mall is decked out in all its Christmas finery.
Pretty good response to it. He got you back. I'm gonna have to give it to Jack.
Well, live up, man. Maybe your ride was okay for a cartoon or something.
Bay Street, View Street, Chatham and Discovery. Marston in the Mount Magazines, Field Lover. Lock the harvest silver on the holiday. Look back, lots for your senses. Grab, if you took that, I'm telling you you need this, and more for your thesis, rolling northbound, feeling funk past the this, bugging out like Noah Becker on the visuals, money come residual, pictures I can riddle y'all, I can name these places and they might have some meaning, and even if we don't, I give you new shit for gleaning, the jazz is my leaning, it's obvious, especially in the season of the freezing, my pad is a beacon, of light speaking, when I'm in the coupe as usual, chilling on a Sunday, rocking fist to Bundy, the Martian is the mystery, the most not knowing. Wow. Soon they gonna bump me all the way to Bay of Fundy. Nice parcels, moist morsels. Nice parcels, moist morsels. Nice parcels, moist morsels. Nice parcels, moist morsels.
Peggy, it is snowing.
I don't care to see you die like gold.